What else do we have going on this week? I'll tell you. Tomorrow, Power Friday, I'll be speaking with Jennifer Palmieri. I tell you what, she is a communications specialist extraordinaire. She was the White House communications director, serving with former President Barack Obama. She's also the one who was leading the way with regards to communications for Hillary Clinton when she was running for president in 2016. She has a book, a great one, Dear Madam President, an open letter to the women who will run the world. She's going to be sharing some insights with regards to women leaders, particularly at the highest levels of government leadership. Tremendous insights about women in leadership and her own involvement in communications, communicating what the leader wants to get out to the rest of the people. Jennifer Palmieri, our guest tomorrow, Friday, May 11th, beginning at 1:30. I do hope that you will be with me. Very, very interesting conversation that will be. We are also going to be planning to do some more motivating. And so the plan is to be joined by F.D. Guyton Monday, May 14th at 1 o'clock as he talks with us about ways that we can be empowered physically and spiritually. Should be a very, very interesting conversation Monday, May 14th. Now, one other conversation I want to tell you about, very, very important. This certainly won't be the last one I tell you about, but I definitely want you to be aware of this. This week is National Nurses Week, and we're going to be celebrating our nurses. I have had the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Beth Neesmith, who is with the College of Nursing at Augusta University. Well, College of Nursing of Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University. And I'm telling you, she is truly a beautiful genius. This lady has a wealth of information, a wealth of experience, and she is doing her part to inspire other people to pursue a career in the nursing profession. She's going to be talking with us about job outlook. She's going to be talking about her own testimony about how she got involved in the nursing profession and so much more. A lot to this conversation. I plan to bring that conversation to you Tuesday, May 15th. I'll have my conversation with Dr. Beth Neesmith. And joining us also next week, Wednesday, beginning at 1 o'clock, I'll be speaking with Mark Strong, who's written a book entitled Divine Merger. And in his book, he shares the whys and the hows of churches connecting with their community to help members of the community connect with Christ. That's going to be a beautiful conversation next Wednesday, May 15th, beginning at 1 o'clock. And do remember, ladies and gentlemen, that you are always invited to join us live on 1550 AM, The Voice. And you are invited to join us whenever you need to or just want to by going to speakingwith.com and just enjoying the programming by clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. The site is optimized for smartphone use, and so whatever you can do with regards to listening to this programming on your computer or on your laptop, you can also do on your smartphone. And I love the way genius has just come up with ways to make life easier. Using your smartphone, if there's a particular topic or guest you want to hear and it's not for that specific day, in other words, let's say there's something that you, there's a program, there's a broadcast, there's an interview that you'd like to hear, and you want to listen to it this evening, almost as soon as you get home. Get there, eat your dinner, knock out the one or two chores, tasks that you have lined up, and then you want to just kick back, listen to the program. But not today's program. There was something that you had started listening to. There was a conversation you started listening to last Tuesday of last week, that you never had a chance to get back to. No problem. Recall the date that it aired, or you can think about the title, because you may have gone to the website and clicked on this week's guests and topics and realized what programming was going to be offered last Tuesday and said, oh, man, I definitely want to hear this one. Of all the programming that I hear this week, this one especially is one I want to hear. And so you started listening last Tuesday, but you weren't able to finish it. Well, one of the key words from the title of the discussion, or if it included a guest and you can remember that guest's first or last name, put whatever information you have into the search bar. And smart that the program will bring up the options for you. If there's one guest, you remember the first and last name. Let's just say that person may have interviewed with me two or three times in the last 2 months. Well, you put that person's first and last name in the search bar. That search bar is going to, that feature is going to pull up every time I had a conversation with that person. And you just go to the one, you click on the program that you want to hear. That's all you do. You go to speakingwith.com, click on listen online at your convenience, bring up the topics or guests that you're interested in, and click on that topic or that guest, the name of that guest. And then just click on the segment. Three easy clicks. Listen online, the name of the guest or topic, and then the segment. That's it. All right. Just a little bit more about the guns. Australia provides some compelling real-world evidence that fewer available guns correlates with a significant reduction in deaths by suicide and also by gun violence. In 1996, Martin Bryant opened fire on visitors at Port Arthur Historic Site in Tasmania, killing 35 people and injuring 23. For Australians, that tragedy marked a turning point. People of all political slants supported a ban against semi-automatic shotguns and rifles. In a matter of days, new legislation was enacted. The government purchased newly banned firearms at fair market value and then destroyed them, reducing Australia's civilian gun stockpile by 30%. Philip Alpers, an adjunct associate professor at the Sydney School of Public Health, argues that the data shows that the impact of the gun legislation on deaths has been significant. The data shows it, makes it clear. That is the case even if you take into account other possible explanations and pre-existing declines in suicide and homicide rates. Alpers says that the result of that was the risk of dying by gunshot in Australia statistically reduced by more than 50%, and in the past 22 years has no sign of creeping up again. We're going to be talking about this some more. We need to. From what I'm hearing and reading, there are a lot of people in America who would love to have stricter gun control laws, in addition to having whatever laws are already in place enforced. What do you think needs to be done? Well, be thinking about that. Give it some serious thought. In the meantime, just in a general sense, I would like for you to give also some thought to how you might let some of life's best moments come through you, and thereby make life better for yourself as well as for others. Till next time.